Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Let's talk about the SEC tournament. Starts tomorrow here in Nashville. Former Tennessee guard, forward, and center all in one. Dave Bradshaw joins us now. Dave, what's up, man?
Hey, I appreciate that. I don't know if I did any of them very well, but I at least was on the roster under all those categories at one point.
So when they went to you and said, hey, man, I'm going to need you to play the five, your reaction was what?
Yeah, I thought they were saying 5 minutes because that was about playing time. So, yeah, that was perfectly fine with me as long as it was in that starting lineup.
What do you call yourself? Like if you go somewhere and somebody's like, Dane played basketball at Tennessee, and they go, Dane, nice to meet you. What did you do there? What do you tell people?
Yeah, you know, it was I started at the four and was back up at the one, and it's funny because it's I laugh all the time. A lot of these, whether it's referees or coaches that have come to the league from different schools, and they look at me and they're trying to be, you know, nice, like, oh, I remember you. Yeah, you're a heck of a shooter, and I was one of the worst 3-point shooters on the team. I just laugh. I'm like, I'm not going to correct you, but I get stereotyped as the short white guy quite a bit.
Meanwhile, you started at the four.
Nice, though, yeah, all the things I struggled with and practiced so hard but could never do well on the court, now, 10 years later, people are telling me what a great job I was at it.
Listen, man, this SEC tournament is going to be awesome. I can't wait. Tickets are so scarce in that Tennessee-Kentucky portion of the bracket that we've got former SEC Players of the Year tweeting that they need tickets to the SEC tournament. Does anybody have any? Ron Slay on Twitter asking for tickets. I love it.
I know it. It's all basketball fans, other than the schools that are kind of in the way of that Tennessee-Kentucky matchup, I think everybody wants to see that one happen. I thought that was the one positive for me, you know, if you're looking at it from Tennessee's perspective, well, maybe not their roster necessarily, but just from a fan of wanting to see that Kentucky-Tennessee matchup, knowing that it wasn't as if you were going to have to wait for the championship, as many thought that would be the case. Now it's just win one game, and here we go again for the rubber match. So both teams obviously can't get looking ahead. Mississippi State, if that's who Tennessee plays, they're much more talented than what they showed in Knoxville.
I agree.
And then Kentucky could be playing either Alabama or Ole Miss, but Ole Miss took them down to the wire as well in Oxford. But
and they lost to Alabama.
Yeah, that's right. But I do, you know, Konzo Martin said earlier this week, I think on the coaches' press conference, he said, look, I'm not sure the league is as balanced as what everybody's saying. I think the teams at the top have really separated themselves more than people give them credit. And I think that, you know, on a neutral site, even though they're all vulnerable to be upset here and there, I do think that's true and that Kentucky and Tennessee will advance as predicted.
So that being said, Dane, is there a team that you look at and say, okay, maybe underdog, but watch out for them? And we've talked a little bit about that way back in the day, 2008 Georgia team that kind of came from nowhere and won the whole thing and secured a berth. But this is just such a different league. But is there a team that you look and say, watch out, they can possibly win it all this week in Nashville?
I don't know about winning it all. Like, I think Kentucky or Tennessee wins it all. But in terms of really surprising people, maybe going all the way to the finals, I've got a couple of them. You know, South Carolina's one that's sitting there double bye. Maybe they get AJ Lawson back, their star freshman. And now all of a sudden, South Carolina, you know, they beat Auburn earlier this year, if that's who they end up playing. Yeah, they're hurt, but, you know, they've got the best path for an upset of in terms of a team nobody's really talking about because, you know, they could play LSU that could be shorthanded, still adjusting to life without Coach Wade. And you could see a South Carolina team in the SEC championship trying to fight for an automatic bid. And you know what? You guys will laugh at me. I know you will. But being on a national show, I was sitting there. I was like, you know, I'm scared to go on the record even suggesting this, given the fact that Vanderbilt's 0-18. But they play that late, that late night game, not a long, I'm not talking about going deep, but I could see them beating A&M. That's not a huge upset. You know, a late game where both teams, you're like, what is there to play for? A&M extremely injured. And then Mississippi State can be so unpredictable. They really can be, despite how talented they are, that expect the unexpected. And if this happens, I want all the credit. And if it doesn't happen, just delete this from your Twitter mentions and all that.
Breaking news, Dane Bradshaw says Vandy wins two.
If Vanderbilt wins two games, I'm not giving them three games, but Vanderbilt might win two games.
It's strange to think LSU.
If they win one, we'll have you back on.
Yes, that's true.
I'm already tweeting that. But Dane Bradshaw predicts two wins for Vanderbilt.
Yeah. Tweeting that out.
This is why I'm not doing the coverage at the SEC tournament. It's because of bad takes like that.
Well, LSU comes in as the regular season champ and the number one seed. And literally, Dane, when they hang up the banner for that, they're basically going to have to hang up a dry erase board so they can just clear it all off when the time comes. What a mess as they roll in here, and what a mess for the conference.
Well, I think that's where a lot of LSU fans, I had that game this past weekend, and gosh, I mean, the national perception of LSU basketball and what the AD should have done or did do versus the perception of the LSU fans, man, they could not be complete opposites. Everybody is mad at the AD saying we should have stuck with Will Wade and they're going to vacate all these wins anyway. We might as well ride this thing out, to heck with it. And, you know, it's really an odd situation for this to be happening right there in the middle of the season. But, you know, I know they're still doing their due diligence, but their statement on Will Wade certainly sounded like he's not coming back this season. Suspended indefinitely until they can get all the compliance, you know, rectified and all that. So, I mean, that's a bottomless pit. There's no way they do that in a week to me. But they said an abundance of caution is the reason they were holding Devontae Smart out.
Yeah.
And so, is there enough there? I mean, we don't want to all be naive. Most likely, did Devontae Smart and his family receive some money based on what we heard? Probably. You're not, you know, being too accusatory there, but could they say, hey, man, just because my kid's name was mentioned on the tape, how do you know the handler didn't keep all that money to himself? How do you know the deal ever even happened? So do you play the kid? And I don't know. I just wouldn't be surprised if Javonte Smart is playing in this postseason.
What's your favorite personal moment from an SEC tournament?
You know, we did not have any luck, man. We were, but, you know, I'll give you the best story, I guess. You know, we were, my last year under Buzz Peterson, you know, it's one of those where you either make it to the championship or your coach gets fired and kind of everybody knows it, what was coming. And half our team's on the bus to Nashville planning their spring break plans and booking flights. I'm like, man, come on, guys. Like, we could make a Cinderella run here, but they had checked out. So they, not all of them, but a lot of them. And anyway, we're playing Kentucky and I come in at backup point guard, I guess. And, they had a phenomenal athlete, Kalina Azubuki, and he gets a steal. He's going down by himself and I'm back in transition, but I'm not all the way back. I'm in that kind of in between spot. Like I can't just let him go, but also if I try to stop him, I'm just going to get dunked on. And I had to just go up there and try to foul him. And I tried to foul him, and they didn't even call the foul. But he put his forearm in my throat and dunked on me. And he put his forearm in my throat so bad that we were taking the ball out, and I was trying to, like, call up the next play, but I literally couldn't get a word out. Like, I had no voice whatsoever. And so the crowd's going crazy. Kentucky's going nuts. We call timeout. I can't even speak in the huddle. I just got dunked on so hard, and our coach gets fired the next couple days.
Oh, man. Sorry, dude. That's
way to go, Mickey. There's
my
trip
out memory life. Yeah.
I just pulled it up. You only lost by 14. I mean, it's not, you know. Allen Houston lost by like 70 in his last game to Kentucky.
Yeah. Some of those is where we're like down 25, and all of a sudden we rattle off 10, 11 points at the end. And you're like, yeah, if it wasn't for that first 32 minutes of the game, I felt like we played pretty well.
Well, I'm with you. I mean, I think South Carolina or Auburn, somebody on that LSU side is gonna be playing on Sunday. And so you think either Kentucky or Tennessee wins it?
Yeah, I do. But I also think that the most important game is Arkansas-Florida, because Arkansas just played spoiler to Alabama, beating them in the last regular season game, putting Alabama on the outside looking in, according to Joe Lunardi. And Florida's now on that bubble, really in an identical spot. And Florida could be that other team, you know, outside of South Carolina, where, okay, can they survive Arkansas? And they already beat LSU once this year, took them to overtime a second time. So that's a matchup that, as we know in basketball, it's all about matchups. And that has been a tough one for LSU, despite being more talented. Florida just really, you know, they play their style, and that hurts LSU. So I could see a Florida-South Carolina semifinal with Florida playing, you know, playing really free and loose, knowing that they will have secured their NCAA spot.
Well, we look forward to a great tournament. Appreciate the visit, Dane. Always good catching up with you, my friend.
All right, anytime, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Dane Bradshaw, power forward, starting power forward, backup point guard at Tennessee. Got dunked on. Arm and throat. Do I go down there, try to foul him? I'm going to get dunked on. They don't call the foul. I can't talk. That's a tough one. You lose. The whole building's Kentucky fans. Man, that was funny.